Hello and welcome to the Greenpeace podcast. This time we're bringing you a special edition of the pod because we're going to take a look at a series of extraordinary events which have already gone down in legend here at the Greenpeace office. As you might have read in the newspapers, seen on the TV or heard on the radio, six Greenpeace volunteers were acquitted of causing criminal damage to the King's North coal-fired power station in Kent after a lengthy and emotional trial in front of a full jury. Beck spent the week with the six defendants, asking them about the drama, the stress, and the elation that goes with taking part in an event which attracted the attention and support of people right across the globe. The six brave souls were Will, Tim, Kevin, Emily, Hugh, and Ben, who kicks off this special report.
Okay, so Ben, we're at the King's North trial. Mm-hmm. You're one of the King's North six.
I am.
You're taking the stand today.
I'm nervous.
How nervous?
I'm very nervous. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and my eyes immediately opened very wide and I took a sharp intake of breath and I think I uttered the word shit. And then lay awake for another couple of hours wondering if I could somehow get out of this, and then decided to do something I haven't done for about 20 years and go out and have a run. Obviously it was deeply impulsive and the wrong thing to do because horizontal rain nearly blew me into a field. So I've got back, I've got my suit on, and I'm feeling a little bit calmer now after eggs on toast.
Any excitement in there as well as the nerves?
There's a bit of excitement because it's obviously an honour to get the chance to say in a public forum like this why it is that we climbed that power station and we tried to shut it down. And there aren't many people that are given that chance, and we have a real chance to put more pressure on the government. More than anything, I really just want to do a good job for the other defendants and the many thousands of people that are campaigning against the coal-fired power stations.
If there's one message you want to get across to the jury, what is that?
That we're normal people. That we're normal people that took action to try to do something about climate change. That this isn't some kind of elitist thing that other people do. That everyone's doing their bit. This was our bit.
Is there anything you're hoping you won't accidentally say on the stand or do?
There are so very many things I'm hoping that I don't say on the stand. I think the main thing is that I hope that I stay on the stand. I don't want to fall over, which is, for some reason, what I've been thinking about. Do you know, the one thing that really worries me is I'm going to have a blank. I've got so much to say that I worry that I'm not going to get any of it out.
Good luck.
Okay,
thanks. Tim, you just come off the stand today. How did it go?
I thought it went very well, actually. And it is now down legally that I am a nice bloke. This was said by Chief Inspector Wedlake. And so, yeah, everyone out there, I am a nice bloke.
Okay, we're here. It's Wednesday, day three of the trial. I'm up in the dock on Thursday tomorrow. Feeling quite nervous about it, quite keen to just to kind of come across as I am. And it seems to be harder than it sounds in the court environment.
It's a funny thing, actually. I'm Kev, by the way. I went up in the box today. I think the thought was worse than the actual deed, although I was very nervous walking out, and I think I could have come across a bit better, maybe, raised more points.
I think you did brilliantly. You were extremely calm, and everything you said was in a complete sort of calm fashion.
I'm Hugh. I'm up in the dock tomorrow. I thought I was going to be today, so I'd like to psych myself up, and then all these things always take a long time, so I'm actually up first thing tomorrow morning. So now I'm trying to relax.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel more nervous about being in court than I did going up the chimney.
Yeah, definitely.
It just seems like such an alien environment.
I was thinking it today as well. I was trying to figure out which was scariest.
It's such an odd environment.
And it's very odd. The thing that I could say to you too is like today when I was feeling nervous and trying to figure out why I felt nervous, and I think it was because I thought when I stood up there I might get quite emotional about how I felt about everything.
Yeah.
And I think once you get up there and you realise you've got sort of this platform to say everything that you've wanted to say for like the last however many years, and you can like fully get your message across and say what's in your heart, it's quite a powerful platform.
Yeah, I've been feeling quite emotional in the dock actually, just watching everybody.
We talked just before you were going to take the stand, and you've just had the verdict.
All six of us were found not guilty of causing criminal damage, and the defence was basically to protect other property around the world. So it was very nerve-wracking, and until they read out the verdict, we speculated, but we didn't know for sure. We really had no idea until it was read out.
I can't quite speak at the moment, to be honest.
It's a bit of a mixture of emotions, actually. Shock, elation, everything. Name it, it's going on, actually.
but it's amazing. Yes,
yeah, definitely. Our adrenaline levels have just been gone through the roof. I mean, this afternoon has just been.
We're still shaking though. We're still shaking from it.
When we spoke last, I was incredibly nervous, and I think that nervousness was only superseded at that kind of split second before. The foreman read out the verdict. I looked over and I saw all of us had our fingers crossed under our knees. And when he said the word "not," I tried to be silent, but I think I might have let out an involuntary pathetic yelp. When we embarked on this, we were told by the lawyers that there was a chance if we had a hang 'em and flog 'em judge and a jury with a similar mind that I could go to jail. And so. That was a big concern over the last few weeks and months. So it's a real relief to not only not be going to jail, but actually to have sent a really, really strong message to Whitehall. Well, it wasn't me, it was the jury. I mean, the jury have sent a really strong message. This verdict is a huge blow to ministers and their plans for new coal-fired power stations, and in particular, the one planned for Kings North and Kent, very near here. It wasn't just us in the dock, it was in fact the government's coal policy itself. After this verdict, it seems the only people left in Britain who think new coal-fired power stations are a good idea are John Hutton and his energy minister, Malcolm Wicks.
Guys, how do you feel now? You put into words your emotions now.
We're elated.
Yeah.
I think we're relieved.
Yes.
And we're pretty happy with the significance of the verdict because it goes beyond Maidstone Crown Court, and it's one we think that will reverberate in Whitehall as well, as it should do.
You argued your case, ladies and gentlemen, that this was reasonable direct action, that you took safety precautions, but this effectively gives the green light for other direct action groups to target coal. Is that a concern for you?
I think, as the judge said when he was directing the jury, the facts of this case were very particular, and it should only be judged on the facts of this case. This doesn't necessarily give a green light to anyone. What the jury found was that we were justified in shutting down Kings North because of the damage it does to property and life around the world. And that doesn't necessarily mean that this judgment transfers to any set of facts. It's very particular to what we did. We had a lawful excuse. The government have to accept now that that's a massive challenge to their coal policy.
Will you be getting horribly pissed tonight?
Purchase the bottle of the local Chapel Down bubbly, which we've heard is very good. And so we're being loyal to the people of Kent by buying their champagne superior to the French model to celebrate our victory.
That's it for this month. Join us next time for more of the same. If you'd like to get in touch with us, email webteam@uk.greenpeace.org or leave a comment on the website. Until next time, goodbye.